heaven from which streams of living water flows. Those rocky heights that rise, piercing the sky, and against which fleeting clouds do break. Excerpt from a poem by Wadi W. Swansea. Imagine traveling around Europe painting and then going to America to sell these paintings. This is what Thomas Cole did with his paintings, including Into the Simmental, Switzerland, in 1843. He painted this one with oil on a canvas. Looking at the top of the painting, you can see what can either be a sunset or a sunrise. This creates the only light source in the entire piece. But then, right under it, looms the giant, shadowy Alps. Then, under the jagged Alps, there's a small, quaint village, some people walking, and some livestock. The grass is green by the village, showing the mountain's darkness cannot extend any further into the village. This shows me a wee of struggle to settle in places hard to reach as alpine valleys. This shows me the beauty of nature, not something good and kind, but something great and powerful. The darkness of the mountain obfuscates nearly the entire setting. It makes one wonder if baleful creatures such as goblins and trolls lived in the mountains. I find the mountain's stark contrast of light and dark intimidating, and speculate whether Thomas Cole might have been trying to depict the mountain as a figure of both fear and beauty, showing that humankind will settle in extremely remote places. The magnitude of nature in this painting reminds me of when I go hiking in the deep, vast forests of the remote Adirondacks. I have gone hiking with my father there, and I have enjoyed the intense quiet of the nature. Mountains are where I could connect with nature. I love going to the mountains at any chance I get. My connection with the mountains comes from my father, who was raised in upstate New York near the mountains, and is taking me on many hikes. His studies in Germanic history and literature have taken him to many mountains in Europe, especially Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. The piece also speaks to me because of my love of Tolkien and his works. It reminds me of the lonely mountains in The Hobbit and the mountain ranges depicted in The Lord of the Rings. It evokes a struggle between light and dark and the humans who get caught in the middle of it. This has been Aiden Nesbitt Daly with another Bulldog Podcast.